Hey guys, Will Durst here with your weekly presidential race update. Run for your lives, people, because it's complete madness out there. In a rush to attract donors and assume front-runner status, candidates are crashing into walls and spinning out of control like souped-up bumper cars during a power surge. To sum it up in my own words, gack, karunza, dabaha, awooglick. That other Bush boy, Jeb, an acronym for John Ellis Bush, not a diminutive of Jebediah. Damn, so much more fun to say Jebediah. Go ahead, give it a try. On the count of three. One, two, three. Jebediah. See what I mean? Anyhow, John Ellis Bush managed to give five different answers to the single question, if you knew what you know now, would you have invaded Iraq? The former governor of Florida ran the gamut from you bet to I didn't understand the question to is Iraq the one with the pyramids to not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, which was criticized by family members as a callous attempt to make fun of Barbara Bush, especially so close to Mother's Day. On the other side of town, while Mike Huckabee was busy defending a child molester, Chris Christie was being hailed for finally disproving that whole too big to fail theory. And Hillary Clinton deigned to speak to the press after not taking a question in over a month. Highly unusual for a non-incumbent to run a Rose Garden strategy, but hey, at least she knows where it is. Later, many of her State Department emails were released, but it was generally agreed that as far as Benghazi was concerned, there were no smoking guns. Not even a slightly warm fireplace poker. A tepid set of brass knuckles, tops. All that happened in just 1 week, and there's 17 months to go. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.